From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence on a 10-day four-nation Asia tour visited the demilitarized zone Monday, separating the two Koreas and reaffirming the U.S. support for South Korea.
And we express the resolve of the people of the United States of America to stand together in the months and years ahead with the people of South Korea to both preserve their freedom and ensure the objective of a denuclearized Korean peninsula.
Turkey's ruling party is celebrating victory after a referendum granting sweeping new powers to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The opposition says it will contest Sunday's vote, which it says was riddled with fraud. Erdogan's victory could give him new powers, undermining the parliament and cabinet members. We get more from VOA's Slatis Ahok.
President Erdogan addressed cheering supporters Sunday evening in Istanbul, just hours after polling stations closed.
We have become one. We have become good. We have become healthy. We have become brothers. And we all are now one Turkey.
Voters were asked to endorse an 18-article reform package proposed by the ruling Justice and Development Party that would replace the current system of parliamentary democracy with a powerful executive presidency. The idea has been widely criticized abroad.
Almost the whole world is against us. We have seen how the West has been hostile against us, but my people stood up to them. We have not been divided. We have not been splintered.
But the Turkish opposition says it will contest the vote, which it claims was fraudulent.
And this is VOA News. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster met with Afghan officials, including President Ashraf Ghani in Kabul, on countering the threats posed by both the Taliban and rival Islamist insurgency Islamic State. McMaster, the highest-ranking Trump administration official to make the trip, discussed it on the ABC program this week.
What's clear here in Afghanistan is the stakes are high. This is really the modern-day frontier between barbarism and civilization. With those high stakes in mind, recognizing that the Taliban groups that we're fighting here, that the ISIS groups that we, alongside really the Afghan forces, are really fighting, and we're just enabling them in the eastern part of the country, are a threat to all civilized peoples.
McMaster said President Donald Trump has requested political, diplomatic, military, and economic options, and said he will get those options. The commander of U.S. NATO forces, General John Nicholson, has requested more U.S. and NATO troops to bolster Afghan security forces. The start date of the offensive to oust Islamic State fighters from the city of Raqqa and end the terror group's state-building project has been announced several times in the past few months, often with great fanfare by commanders in the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, the United States' ground ally in northern Syria. Over the weekend, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told the French news agency AFP he would support whomever wants to oust Islamic State militants from Raqqa, but mocked the delay in an assault on the city, which U.S. officials believe is being defended by around 4,000 IS fighters. No firm answer about a new start date was forthcoming Saturday from U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis when he met in Washington with his Turkish counterpart. South Korean prosecutors have formally indicted jailed ousted President Park Geun-hye on bribery charges and a high-profile corruption scandal. Prosecutor's office made the indictment Monday, sending her case to a criminal court. Criminal charges against Park are linked to the political scandal that forced her from office, allegedly colluding with her longtime friend Choi Soon-sil to extort Korean conglomerates to donate more than $69 million to two dubious foundations. More than 1,000 migrants picked up off the coast of Libya Sunday have arrived at a port on the Italian city of Sicily. A German Navy ship brought the rescued migrants to the port on Monday. Some 29,000 migrants, most of them fleeing poverty in the sub-Saharan Africa, have arrived in Italy this year after being rescued by European military ships or private charity organizations. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.